USDA has released the peanut stocks in processing for the month of May, the 10th month of the marketing year for peanuts. Peanut stocks in storage now, 2.72 billion pounds. That is up 0.73% over last year. The total includes 2.06 billion pounds of farmer stock. That's 9.5% more than last year. Shell peanuts on hand, 705 million pounds. That's up 39%, and that is a market breaker. Roasted peanuts, 42.2 million pounds. That's down 34%. Overall, edible peanuts, they're showing Virginia's up 30%. That's a 72 million pound level. Runners are at 353 million pounds, and that is down 33.6%. That's good news for farmers in the Southeast growing runner-type peanuts, but their supply is down about 33%. Spanish is 22.2 million Spanish-type peanuts. That's down 10% from last year. In May, the peanut shellers shelled 387 million pounds. That's 13.8% less than last year. And commercial processors used 179 million pounds of shell peanuts. That is 5.3% more. May was a good month for peanuts and peanut butter usage, up 4.4%, keeping the annual increase at 5.5%. By category, peanut candy is still struggling. It's down 5.5% for the year. Snack peanuts, however, is up 1% for the year. But during the month of May, the use of peanuts in snacks was up 15.8%. That's good news. Peanut butter is up 9% for the year. It was up 5.1% during the month of May. But peanuts and snacks keeps marching on along with peanut butter. And overall, the use of peanuts in the nation is up 5.5%. May was up 4.4%. With a big crop coming, it's time to turn up the promotions and sell more peanuts for next season. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.